to David Marquet and Ryan Hawke. Your ideas, stories, and questions lit the early flame for how I see leadership today. You didn't know it at the time, but you're handing me the match. Thank you for fueling the spark that eventually became this fire. To Mum and Dad, thank you for the lessons, the love, and the freedom to learn a few things the hard way. You taught me about resilience, about generosity, and about showing up for others without making a fuss about it. That foundation is in every page. And to my brothers, thank you for the chaos, the competition, and the lifelong training ground in team dynamics. I spent years in the military learning how to lead teams under pressure, but writing this book required something different. This wasn't about control, it was about learning to shape an open flame without smothering it. That was a different kind of leadership lesson. This book didn't start with a strategic plan. It started with Mum and Dad and loads of firewood. Calling bingo, coaching kids' sports, and turning up with nothing left in the tank because that's what you do when people count on you. I saw leadership long before I had the language for it. Years later, I saw it again in the quiet breakthroughs during one-on-ones, in the spark that appeared when someone stepped into a challenge they didn't think they were ready for, and in the moments when a team member realized that they were more capable than they'd ever believed. I saw trust being earned, courage being tested, and something powerful begin to take hold. This book was lit in those moments. And to every leader who has had just enough spark to keep going, to show up, to care a little deeper and push a little harder, this one is for you. The world doesn't need more managers. It needs leaders on fire for the right reasons. Keep burning bright. Forward by L. David Marquet. Best-selling author of Turn the Ship Around, Leadership is Language, and Distancing. The hardest problem for leaders is not managing others, it is in managing themselves. This book is here to help. We need to start by understanding what leadership is. Here, I couldn't agree more with Leon, who writes, "An ignited leader doesn't just achieve goals or rack up results. They create future leaders along the way. They embrace the idea that leadership isn't just about what you achieve, but who you help grow." Like many of you, my path to effective leadership has been less a straight line and more a series of trials, errors, and lessons learned the hard way. Reflecting on my early days as a submarine officer, I lived a model of leadership that was about maintaining control, directing actions, and motivating the team to do what I needed them to do. While I recognized the effect of this type of leadership on me in terms of reduced engagement, ownership, and inefficiencies in obtaining permission, it wasn't until I became captain of the Santa Fe and faced the stark reality of my crew's compliance that I realized I needed to flip the approach. When we create an environment of leaders and decision makers, thinking and ownership come along for the ride. It is better for the leader, better for the organization, and most importantly, better for the people. People in this situation see themselves as leaders, problem solvers, and thinkers. They take this empowerment outside of work and are less likely to see themselves as victims of circumstance. Why you should read this book. The Ignited Leader is not just another leadership book that rehashes old principles in new packaging. It is a journey into the essence of transformative leadership, grounded in real-world applications and enriched in actionable insights. Here are a few reasons why this book is essential reading for anyone serious about advancing their leadership impact. 1. Practical strategies for real-world challenges. The strategies discussed go beyond theoretical ideals and provide practical steps that you can implement immediately. They are proven approaches that have transformed average teams into high-performing units. 2. Focus on creating future leaders. Unlike traditional leadership models that emphasize following, this book teaches you how to cultivate leaders within your team. You'll learn how to create an environment where team members are not just executing tasks, but are empowered to make decisions and lead initiatives. 3. Enhancing your leadership effectiveness. Whether you're a new manager or an experienced leader, the insights in this book will challenge you to rethink how you lead. It provides a fresh perspective on leadership success, measured not just by what you achieve, but by the legacy of leaders you develop. 4. Stories that resonate. You will find stories from various leaders who have applied the principles of ignited leadership. These stories not only illustrate the transformative power of effective leadership practices, but also provide a relatable and inspirational roadmap for your journey. Joining forces. As I pen this forward, I'm reminded of the powerful